State Superintendent Ryan Walters stood in front of lawmakers in early May during a House committee meeting to answer questions about his rhetoric and policies. But despite his claims of continuing collaboration with district superintendents, State Impact's Beth Wallace found otherwise.
I don't negotiate with the teachers union. They're a terrorist organization that is content.
Yes, it was that hearing. But aside from the more heated moments, another theme from Walters stood out.
Every time I meet with superintendents, which I do every single week, these calls that I'm doing with all superintendents around the state, we've done one with every superintendent in the state with the invite. I had an all call with every superintendent, made it available to every superintendent in the state, done meetings with every superintendent in the state on a Zoom call. And so if there's any
Walters issue. Paints a picture of open communication with superintendents around the state. So I wanted to see what the superintendents themselves had to say about how this new relationship is going. I sent out a survey, and of the more than 500 districts in Oklahoma, nearly 200 superintendents responded. And those responses paint a much more complicated picture. So here are the numbers. Out of 190, 42 said they had met with Walters in a large group, and just 16 said they had met in a small group. I asked how much time they'd spent directly interacting with Walters. 150 respondents answered they'd spent 0 minutes with him. Some mentioned the Zoom meeting you just heard Walters reference that all superintendents were invited to, but administrators were quick to point out the meeting was about 15 minutes long, superintendents weren't allowed to speak, and none of the questions in the chat box were addressed. A similar Zoom meeting happened in May with the same format.
But he didn't give us a chance to ask any questions or express our concerns.
Rick Cobb, superintendent of Middell Public Schools.
And I feel like that's important. It's important as the superintendent of public instruction to be hearing the concerns of the people leading public instruction in their communities.
During the days of former Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister, Cobb says there was a superintendent advisory committee made up of about 40 to 50 district superintendents that met regularly. He says while he didn't always agree with Hoffmeister, the back and forth was invaluable. But when he tried to invite Walters to meet with superintendents, he says he got no response.
It's not common for a state superintendent to just not respond to an invitation, you know, and for him to be effective, even if he wants to be effective doing things that I don't like, he's going to have to build coalitions. And I don't see any of that work going on right now.
Another theme emerged from the survey comments. Superintendents are frustrated at the disconnect between the challenges they actually see in their communities and Walters' inflammatory rhetoric.
What he has done through his entire approach to public life, from what I've seen, is create dragons for himself to slay.
That's Matt Riggs, superintendent of the small rural district of Macomb. He says those dragons, leftist indoctrination, pornography pushing, terrorist teachers unions, they just don't exist. In a high poverty area like Macomb, there are real problems. But Riggs says he just doesn't see a point in bringing those issues to Walters.
There has to be a belief that the other person sitting on the side of the table has a genuine interest and a genuine desire to make things better for you and your district. And just going off the rhetoric, I don't know how we can line those two things up.
Anadarko Superintendent Jerry McCormick has a history with Walters. They worked at McAllister Public Schools together.
I like Ryan. I still consider him a friend. I think he's having a hard time. And I've reached out to him a couple of times when I've had concerns about how he's presented things. Of course, I've got no response, but, you know, for me, successful leadership is about bringing people together and being a good listener, making people feel comfortable to speak up. It's not achieved through fear, intimidation, negativity, name-calling. A good leader serves others.
He says he still has hope Walters can turn his focus from the politics du jour to the people he serves.
Today's not about beating up Ron Walters. That's not me. My thing is about, hey, Where's the common ground here? Why won't you lead us?
When I sent the survey data to Walters' office and asked for an interview or response, his spokesperson told me Walters would respond directly to the superintendents themselves and instructed me to hand over those names and districts. I declined to reveal my sources. And despite follow-up attempts, like many who try to meet with Walters, I never heard back. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.